This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, I cannot believe the biggest headline of the week is Nancy Pelosi and the whole hair thing and salon thing. Salon gate, I guess, if we're going to call it a salon gate. She was in a salon before the salons were supposed to reopen. She was caught without a mask after she had her hair washed, right? And, you know, with everything going on, okay, you know, if you're a politician and you're going to administer these mandates and you're going to, you know, stop people from working and being able to do their livelihood, you better practice what you preach. Then she said that she was set up, you know, because there were cameras there, although most salons have cameras. Now the owner of the salon is getting death threats, and this is just stupid. This is beyond stupid, okay? We are at the point now where headlines and crimes and criticisms and debates are about a mask 6 months in. We're about to hit the six-month mark with the whole shutdown issue with COVID. And I'm exhausted. I'm done with it. I mean, I'm sure many of you guys are done with it. But I really can't speak because I was able to reopen my business. All these other people that are still closed. I want to take a poll and I want to hear from you guys. Do you think we're kind of at the point now? And I don't want to lead you. I know I'm inflecting my voice, so I should be a little bit more neutral about this. But it's really hard to be neutral because I'm really passionate about people being able to support themselves. But are we at the point where if you have a small business, 10 employees, 25 employees, and you're not going to run a concert, and you're not going to have hundreds of people stacked up in your place of work, should you be allowed to reopen? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you guys do not call the radio station. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I think Nancy Pelosi getting her hair done, I get. Okay, many of us in the media, many of us, I bought a root color and I mean, I plucked my own eyebrows and, you know, when you're in the media and you're, you know, it's very stressful. And I mean, I'm not the one making the decisions to close down salons and all that. So if I hear that somebody slipped away or had, you know, things kind of allowed for them to go and get, you know, haircut or color. Okay. That's not the biggest crime of the century. Somebody walking around with a mask for a short period of time, not the biggest crime of the century. Where I'm ticked off is you have somebody like Pelosi or any of, you know, the officials who are obviously doing well financially, and they're just sitting there going, let's think about the lockdown of a few more weeks. And there are people starving out there. There are people losing their whole life savings. They've lost their employees. They've lost their whole customer base. After not, you know, servicing customers for 6 months, they lose interest. You know, how many of you have been married and you haven't had sex for 6 months? They lose interest. You need to keep interest. Okay. I'm not talking about prostitution. I'm just saying if you, let's say, have a movie theater, you know, and people are, you know, regularly Friday night, they go to the movies. You don't have a movie theater. After a while, people break that habit. You know, we're going to be talking about later today that people are having major eye strain and we're having a huge epidemic of people just staring at screens all day long at work because now everybody's either working at home or just streaming or whatever. You know, we're starting to, I think, morph into a very, very non-evolutionarily advantageous sort of population. and we're getting heavier, we're eating like crap, we're depressed, we're drinking more, we're not exercising, and I get why some of the gyms were closed, I get why some of the concerts were closed, but my question to you guys is, should we talk to our officials, or not, and say, look, can you let that small business owner that only has 5 employees open back up? Because this COVID crisis is not on them. Can you let the bakery or the salon, you know, or this yoga place, or I don't know, this kids center, you know, that doesn't hold more than 25 people? Can we slowly start to open up at least small businesses? Because I got to tell you, we're not stupid. Okay, as an American, I've learned I got to wear a mask when I'm outside. Fine, I'll wear the mask. I also learned that I can't be up in somebody's face when we're at a fast food joint. I got to step away and, you know, stand on a decal. If those decals are still there, and if those masks are still there, why the hell can't some of these, you know, places open up? And so, you know, a salon owner getting death threats, a politician being caught on camera getting her hair done, this is just small this should not be what we're focusing all our attention on. I mean, we are about to hit something deeper than a depression. We have people suicidal. We have major health issues that are beyond COVID. We're starting to learn that COVID really affects those people, which we've kind of always known, you know, that have health conditions. So we could identify those with health conditions and have them take extra precautions. But I think we're done, and I'm done. That's my vote. I'm done with any small business being forced to close, even in a high-risk area. It is going to be their duty to make sure they have mask mandates, or although I really don't like employees enforcing that, but they have to show that they're COVID ready. They have to show that they're doing social distancing, that they're cleaning. If they don't, and there is an outbreak leaked to their small establishment, well, just like the health department, then the health department comes in. I mean, when we have a salmonella outbreak or an E. coli outbreak, do we have all restaurants in the areas closed down? No. If a restaurant screws up, they get a rating, the health department comes in, they have to, you know, shape up, and then they, you know, they have to prove to everybody that, you know, they're functioning safely. And I just think that we are never going to move forward. COVID is going to be around. And then after COVID dies down, we have flu. So 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Is it time for small businesses, and you guys pick the number, 25 employees, 10 employees, 5 employees, 50 employees, is it time for small businesses throughout the country to at least start opening? I mean, and I know some areas are already open. All right, and then we can talk about the bigger ones later. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the National Hurricane Center today is tracking 5 disturbances in the Atlantic and the Caribbean, including Tropical Storm Nana and Tropical Depression Omar. Now, we don't think Nana and Omar are going to be threats to the Gulf states, but it is too early to tell if the other 3 are going to reach the Gulf of Mexico. So whenever, you know, and this is a very, very active hurricane season. We've talked about that, how it's not an El Nino year, so we don't have that El Nino protection. You know, when people ask, what's happening with the hospitals? What about those who have chronic conditions? What about people who need dialysis? Well, I'm very excited about my next guest. We have Mindy Hale, Chief Nursing Officer for DaVita Kidney Care, who's going to kind of talk to us about what happens to those patients with chronic kidney disease during hurricane season. Ms. Hale, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. We know you're really, really busy. Thank you for coming on. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Oh, my gosh. My God. And you have been busy. I mean, this has been a bit. We are not supposed to be in the letter O at this point, early September. This has been a very active hurricane season. So you and your team have been working, judiciously, helping our kidney patients. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Sure. Well, for our patients, we're very focused on proactive emergency preparedness during hurricane season. And this year, we're also incorporating into that some extra details or precautions due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So we're helping our patients put together their emergency kits and including all the right things in those. We're helping them plan and think through best to kind of worst case scenario for potential evacuation, that sort of thing. So really getting prepared and are executing on plan.
I love it. I love it. I know DaVita's been kind of working, closely with the CDC. Tell us about what an emergency prep kit should have.
Sure. So for our patients, we direct them to have at least 3 days of food and water in their emergency kits, as well as at least 2 weeks worth of their prescription medications. So they can always be accessing food, water, and their medications, which are so important for them.
Absolutely.
And then we also provide them with paperwork that has their unique dialysis treatment details on it, medications, list other conditions they may have in the event that they were to attend dialysis treatment at a facility that's not their usual facility. And as I mentioned, this year, kind of new here, is we are having them also include masks and hand sanitizer and those sort of proactive things because of the pandemic.
Absolutely. And, with what we saw with Superstorm Sandy, because power went out, I've urged people to also have the car adapter charger so people can still charge their cell phones. Being able to use their car battery if power is out. I love that you've included that, too.
Yes, we do instruct our patients to have the phone and that charger available. And we have provided for our patients who perform their dialysis treatments at home. They have documentation that they do need life-sustaining treatments at home, so they can provide those to their power companies in the event that they lost power to help them be prioritized when that power is restored.
Mm-hmm. And, one thing that DaVita has kind of rose awareness, which a lot of us didn't think about, is with any other hurricane season, people will maybe run to the local store and, pick things up, pick up supplies. Because of the COVID pandemic, people haven't. They might have, with this last hurricane, Laura, said, I don't want to go out. I'm afraid to go out. Whatever I have has to work. And now that a lot of us are ordering things online, you have to take that into account, that it's going to take a few days for you to get your emergency supplies.
You're right. So we have started preparing for this hurricane season already a while ago, just for that very reason. Also, we encourage our patients to avoid being in crowded public areas right now during this COVID-19 pandemic we're facing. So we want them to ask their family members and loved ones to help. So for things that they would need to go to the store for, because things are so crowded right now, we're asking them to have their family members go and bring those items to them.
Fantastic. We're speaking with Mindy Hale, Chief Nursing Officer for DaVita Kidney Care. Describe, and I know it's a huge topic, but, describe for my listeners what actually goes into dialysis and what these patients, what these patients have to endure.
Sure. Well, there's really two ways dialysis can be performed. So for a patient who comes to our dialysis centers, they come to see us 3 days a week for about 4 hours at a time, where they are placed on a dialysis machine that will clean their bloods for them. So it will remove their blood of extra fluids and toxins and that sort of thing. And so, again, that's 3 days a week that they require those treatments usually. And then for patients who perform dialysis at home, they're usually performing dialysis at home while they're sleeping, while overnight. And so they actually, or a caregiver, are educated regarding how to set up those treatments and have those treatments at nighttime.
Are you seeing more of an increase of people doing self-dialysis at home?
We are experiencing that, and that is something that we like to see for our patients. There's a lot of clinical and quality of life benefits associated with performing home dialysis. And so for any of our patients who can or want to do that therapy, we are there to help them find their way.
Absolutely. You know, I have a Netflix, and, you know, if I had to do my kidney dialysis for 4 hours at a time, I'd want to be near my Netflix, you know. I hate to say that. I don't like to watch TV, but I got to tell you, it's a long time. You know, it's interesting. We've had a lot of children not get their vaccines. We've had people not go for their physicals, not get their dental care. What have you noticed in terms of numbers of people still going and getting their dialysis done?
Well, fortunately for our patients, we are seeing that they're still coming and receiving their treatment. So while other procedures are not occurring, in some cases, dialysis is not an optional treatment. So we have been able to effectively support our patients in each of their unique circumstances across the country, so they are still able to receive their life-sustaining care. I'm really proud of my teammates and the kidney care industry overall for how effectively we've been able to make this happen.
You know, it is. It's you miss one day. I mean, just one dialysis treatment, the risk of hospitalization skyrockets. And maybe that's also, you know, our kidney patients are forced to be compliant. They can't stay home during a COVID pandemic, you know, but thank God you guys do have all those safety measures in play.
Absolutely. So we have measures in place for that. We have measures in place now for hurricane preparedness to ensure our patients still get treatment. So we're constantly assessing and creating plans for things that arise.
Mm-hmm. You know, I love that you're on the show because, you know, you've been working, you know, with such a, you know, challenged, you know, health community. What are you noticing are the biggest risk factors for those people needing to require dialysis?
Well, right now, specifically during hurricane season, top of mind for me is thinking through evacuation. Mm-hmm. So helping our patients to safely stay home when they can and creating kind of plan B and C in the event that they can't. Specifically if they were to need to evacuate to a public mm-hmm. safety shelter, ensuring that they have masks, can social distance, or having materials to clean their hands frequently. So we're spending a lot of time preparing for that circumstance.
Of course, of course. So how can people find more about DaVita Kidney Care?
Sure. I would direct you and your listeners to our website. It's DaVita. So DAVITA, DaVita.com, where we have a whole bunch of resources, of course, about kidney care in general, but even more specifically for today's environment of emergency preparedness.
Absolutely. And I love you even bring up jelly and honey and peanut butter. I mean, you've really given us great details on how to make sure we hunker down and bunker down, and we really appreciate it. Mandy Hale, I really, really appreciate you coming on. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much.
Anytime. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-VELLY.
Yeah.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Facebook putting some new rules into effect today ahead of the November election. Measures including flagging and even the removal of misinformation. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg saying this morning in an exclusive CBS interview with co-anchor Gayle King that no one will be exempt from those new rules.
Anyone who's saying that the election is going to be fraudulent, I think that's problematic. And I think additional context needs to be added to that.
It's not just anyone. It's not just a regular Joe. It's the president of the United States, yes.
This will definitely apply to the president once this policy goes into place.
First time unemployment claims falling below a million for the first time in 3 weeks. The Labor Department report just out showing 881,000 Americans filed initial claims last week, 130,000 fewer than the week before. And this is USA Radio News. The White House and the Democratic Speaker of the House continue to clash over who should be issuing an apology. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany saying this morning House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is the one who needs to apologize after making a visit to a hair salon in San Francisco this week in violation of COVID-19 orders in that city. McEnany saying Pelosi thinks she's above everyone else.
That the elitism of Nancy Pelosi, the out-of-touch remarks of Nancy Pelosi, tell you all you need to know about Speaker Pelosi.
Pelosi says she was set up by the salon and she's the one that deserves the apology. More Starlink internet satellites have been launched by SpaceX this morning from Florida.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition and liftoff.
And then a first stage of the rocket booster landed safely on a drone ship. And this is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Whenever I eat a banana, for some reason there's strings on the banana and they get on your teeth. And so if I look like I don't have a gap in my teeth, it's because I have a piece of banana. And I need my potassium. It's important. All right, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. So Mark Zuckerberg with Facebook has come out saying that they are not going to allow new political ads 1 week before the election. It's because they have to, you know, have time to fact check. And, you know, Facebook has been dealing with its own heap of problems because, you know, they need the money. Ads is where, you know, we're on Facebook for free. I get to post for free. I get to show everybody my cat. I get to talk about National Blood Donation Week. You know, and sometimes I'll pay for ads, you know, if I want to, you know, make sure people get, you know, certain information, I'll pay for ads. But, I mean, ads are biased at their core, you know. So, like, Coca-Cola versus Pepsi. You know, when you saw the commercials of the Pepsi Challenge, okay, the ad didn't show Coca-Cola won the Pepsi Challenge, right? It showed the Pepsi won the Pepsi Challenge. Ads are biased in and of itself. So Facebook has been criticized for allowing there to be, you know, Joe Biden or, I don't know, whatever people are saying about Trump, you know, and allowing this stuff to be put out there that can sway voters or that could, you know, disinform them. And so they've been doing fact-checking, and I see them doing fact-checking because I'll be going down the feed on my Facebook, and all of a sudden, whatever somebody posts is grayed and fuzzed out, and then Facebook has a comment on there basically insinuating that this is either fake or not fact, or it has been disputed. And so they're already starting to block content. And listen, you know, we use it for free. We don't want somebody inhibiting our freedom of speech. But, you know, freedom of speech is outside, you know, in public where it's free. When you're using a company's platform that they spend money on, you know, there's a lot of debate on if they are allowed to free commerce, if they're allowed to control what happens within their you know, company. I mean, if I owned a company, I'd allow free speech. You know, if you want to be in the lobby and, you know, say whoever you want to vote for, fine by me. I mean, you know, free speech will extend in my lobby. But if we are using somebody else's platform that they're paying for, you know, I'm not surprised that they, you know, might have some say. So I'm not here to debate. I'm not here to debate, you know, whether Facebook needs to be involved with political rules or not, okay? But the question keeps coming up as to who is undecided at this point in the election. You know, everybody's like, well, doesn't everybody even like, you know, don't they already like Biden, or they already like Trump, or they hate Trump, or they hate Biden, so they know where they're voting? Actually, I think we do have a group of undecideds, but they're not undecideds, okay? So I'm going to agree with the premise that most people have made up their mind about a candidate. I mean, honestly, how could you not? But where, and we've talked about this, there will be debates. There's already been three debates planned. One by Chris Wallace is going to debate through Fox News. I think the other is going to be CNN and then CNBC. I need to double check that. But there will be three debates. There will be a Kamala Harris-Mike Pence debate. And people are like, well, okay, what are the debates for? They're just going to be for entertainment value. Do we need them? We do need them because we do have a group of quote-unquote undecideds, but they're not the undecideds that you think they are. Now, we've talked about this on the show. It's not that people haven't decided if they like Trump or not, or if they like Biden or not. It's you have a huge group of people that can't stand either candidate. They're like, I don't like Trump, and I don't like Biden. And there's a group of them, and I know, because people have told me, I'm just not voting in this election. I don't want to vote for Biden and us become socialized, and I don't want to vote for Trump, and I don't want to go down in history saying I voted for Trump. So there's these people, that's not me, there's people saying that they're not going to vote. So what the debates are for, or these political ads, are for those people that might get their mail-in ballot, or they might go outside, and there be a polling booth, and they go, you know what, wife's telling me to vote, fine. And I'm going to pick the one I like less. What's going to happen with these debates? Okay? I mean, I understand Donald Trump's going to talk to his base. Biden's going to talk to his base. So that's what they're going to do. But that's not what they should focus on. They should focus on the people that hate them and that hate both of them. And how do you make yourself less disliked? Well, that's where you're going to start seeing the promises. You're going to start seeing the money. Okay, this lack of payroll tax. Many of you are confused about what's going on with the payroll tax. Very interesting stuff. Donald Trump said that the employers pay, but the employees don't have to pay their 6.5% payroll tax for now. technically it's deferred. So your paycheck, when you pay that 6.5%, if your employer decides to do this and you decide to do it, you don't have to pay now. Your paychecks are going to be bigger. You'll owe it in the spring, but your paychecks will be bigger. However, Trump said, if you vote for me and I'm in, I wipe that off. So 6% of however many months this is going to go on for in your pocket. You're going to probably see Biden go, you know what, I'm going to wipe off your student loan debt. Or I'm going to also knock off the payroll tax, which is why, remember we talked about, should you guys go for that payroll tax cut now, or, you know, risk forgetting and then getting penalties later? At first I said, you know what, if it were me, I would just still pay the payroll taxes because I don't want to forget. I wouldn't be surprised if both candidates during the debates are going to be throwing all these incentives at you. That, I mean, it might be free money, so you might want to, you know, I mean, as long as you can kind of keep your ducks in a row, you might want to take advantage of the no payroll tax. You know, same thing with evictions. Under Trump, you can't be evicted until 2021. Right? And then Biden might go, well, under my plan, you won't be evicted ever. Meanwhile, the landlords are like, hey, excuse me, how's that going to work? Okay, so during the debates, it is all going to be about what they could promise, how they can capture your vote, and they need to find what makes you tick. Now, you know, voters tick different reasons. I hate, you know, when people talk about, well, the female voters. You know, the female voters want to be able to breastfeed at work. Okay, actually, national security is a little bit higher on the list for me, you know, and healthcare might be higher on the list, and economy. You know, thank you. It would be nice to breastfeed at work. I had to breastfeed at work. It kind of stunk. But, that's nice, but that's not what I'm about. There's a little bit more to me than boobies. You know, I know sometimes it takes a while to convince my husband of that, but to convince a politician, you know, please talk about national security, talk about the economy, talk about healthcare. So when they, you know, they're going to try to appease people. And a lot of times they just miss the mark. They just miss the mark. You know, Joe Biden thought that he was pleasing a lot of, people by picking Kamala Harris. And many people are like, no, that's not who we wanted. You know, we would have rather seen, I don't know, Oprah or Condoleezza Rice or Whitmer or whatever. So as they try to appeal to the ones that they don't like, that's the hardest part. They're playing defense. You know, if they sit there with their political ads or during the debate, you know, saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm for the Second Amendment, or, you know, I'm pro-life, or I'm pro-choice, or whatever. That's not, unless you want to remind the voter of something that hasn't been discussed. Okay, if nobody's really talked about, you know, what's happening with Medicare in a while, or, you know, what's happening with, let's say cancer research, or in terms of, you know, Social Security being, you know, lacking solvency and, you know, being defunded. I mean, if you think a lot of your voters are baby boomers and they might be thinking nobody's really talked about Social Security in a while, then you bring that up. So, like I said, it's not that people are undecided. They're like, well, do I pick Trump or Biden? It's they hate both, and they have to be swayed on who to get their vote. And that's where they need to concentrate on their ads and their debates. 1-877-DOC-TALK.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So really quickly here, I mean, Hurricane Laura kind of left a lot of destruction in its path. It moved, luckily, pretty quickly and didn't hover like Katrina did back in 2005. But now we're getting prepared for a tropical storm, Nana, Tropical Depression, Omar, and three more storms. These other three, we don't know if they're going to hit the U.S. or not. So the National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Nana was moving inland over Guatemala on Thursday morning. Guatemala, luckily, is south enough that I don't think it's going to turn up and hit us, but we don't want it to hit Guatemala either. And it looks like it's going to pass over Central America into Mexico, head to the Pacific, and then possibly ease up. As of 7 a.m., the storm was about 150 miles northeast of Guatemala City, Guatemala. It's moving southwest at 15 miles per hour on the forecast track Nana. Nana will continue to move inland over Guatemala and extreme southeastern Mexico on Thursday. A lot of us call our grandmas Nana. You know, Nana's coming. They're like, oh, no. Yeah, so you got to be really, really careful. When you talk about Nana at home, like, oh, man, this Nana is going to be, and, you know, kids are going to be like, oh, my gosh, what's wrong with Nana? Like, no, it's okay. She's got winds of 60 miles per hour. But rapidly weakening. Now, Tropical Depression Omar is in the Atlantic, but I think Omar is going the other way. Okay, Tropical Storm Omar continues to head into the Atlantic and is expected to be a fish storm. As it poses no threat to land, but it poses threats to the fish. There's a lot of people out there going, oh my gosh, poor fish. But I worry about fish. I do. I like fish. As of 4 a.m., I don't like to eat them. See, that's why I like the fish. I love watching fish. I love, you know, seeing fish. We don't really have a fish tank anymore. I like seeing fish swim, but I just really don't need a lot of fish. As of 4 a.m., it was about 310 miles northeast of Bermuda and was moving northeast at 14 miles per hour. Headwinds at 35 miles per hour. So it's gradually weakening to the tropical depression. It's going to be low. Should dissipate on Saturday. Goodbye, Omar. Now, we do have gradual development, possibly for the next week, with a 40% chance of this next storm developing to a tropical depression for the next 5 days. They're just calling it the system. The system. It says it's a broad area of low pressure, several hundred miles southwest of the Cabo Verde Islands. It's producing a small area of disorganized showers. Development is possible next week as a larger tropical wave off the coast of Africa passes to the north of the system on Sunday. The system has a 70% chance of developing into a tropical depression within 5 days. As of Thursday morning, the tropical wave was off the coast of Africa, merging with another disturbance a couple hundred miles south of the Cabo Verde Islands. It's resulting in an extensive area of disorganized showers and thunderstorms. Development of this system is like, I know, it sounds like, yeah, it sounds political, doesn't it? Development of this system is likely to be slow during the next couple days when it moves northwest at 50 miles per hour. Yes, I'm reporting weather. Do you like it? Yeah, I know. I could be a meteorologist. Now, you need a lot of training to do that. Tropical depression is more likely to form early next week over the central tropical Atlantic. Then we got another tropical wave off the west coast of Africa over the weekend. Usually that's where they come off. They come off of Africa, and then they slowly move, you know, west. And then we don't know how, you know, high up they're going to go or low or wherever. And so, you know, if they kind of make a beeline going northwest, you know, Florida a lot of times takes a hit. So we'll see what happens. The next system to strengthen into a tropical storm is going to get the name of Paulette. Now, you know, Paulette sounds very dainty, sounds very, you know, French, and, you know, that doesn't sound very, you know, scary, you know, so I don't really know if it's going to turn into anything. People asked, what is the peak hurricane season? Peak hurricane season is supposed to be September 10th. Some people are like, September 10th? Why does that number sound so significant? That date's out, because that's when football's starting. Yep, September 10th, first game. Yep, Chiefs are playing on Thursday. Can't wait. Cannot wait. Next Thursday. So 7 days, we got football. So peak hurricane season is September 10th. And so us already into being the P names is concerning. The Atlantic hurricane season is supposed to end November 30th. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Can't come fast enough. We still have close to 3 full months. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Governor Cuomo has threatened President Trump. He does not like the president's call for the government to review potential funding cuts for New York and other cities that have allowed, quote, lawless protests. So Cuomo told reporters Wednesday evening that the president was now persona non grata in his home state and would need an army to protect himself if he were to walk down the street in New York City. Whoa. He said, forget bodyguards, you better have an army. If he thinks he's going to walk down the street in New York, New Yorkers don't want to have anything to do with him, Cuomo told reporters. He said it's more of the same from him. It's political, it's gratuitous, and it's illegal, but it's another attempt to kill New York City, is what the governor said. The president responded Thursday morning in a tweet blaming Cuomo for the number of deaths in New York from the novel coronavirus. Said 11,000 people alone died in nursing homes because of his incompetence, the president wrote. Man, with president tweets. Again, I still can't tell you if it's actually him tweeting or not. So, obviously it has, you know, some of his personality. So the dispute follows the president's signing of a 5-page memo on Wednesday that directed federal agencies to submit potential funding cuts for programs in 4 cities, Seattle, Portland, New York City, and Washington, D.C. The president said officials had allowed those cities to deteriorate into lawless zones with months of protests over the treatment of black Americans at the hands of police. That's according to The Hill. He says, my administration will not allow federal tax dollars to fund cities that allow themselves to deteriorate into lawless zones. He said, to ensure the federal funds are neither unduly wasted or spent in a manner that directly violates our government's process to protect lives, promise to protect lives, liberty, and property, it is imperative that the federal government review the use of federal funds by jurisdictions that permit anarchy, violence, and destruction in American cities. In a tweet, Cuomo referred to the order as an illegal stunt designed to target Trump's political enemies. So, Governor wrote, President Trump has actively sought to punish New York City since day one. He let COVID ambush New York. He refused to provide funds that states, cities must receive to recover. So, you know, I think I am just as surprised as many of you as to what has, transformed over the last, few months. And seeing cities that you love start to fall apart. And I understand that sometimes the news will just kind of highlight just one, street segment, where everything else seems to be pretty calm. But, I'm sorry, when I see fire, when I see people throwing Molotov cocktails, when I see people attacking, others and attacking police and attacking each other, and bringing guns up to cars. As far as I'm concerned, I think this is probably one of the more violent years that we've seen. And if states are receiving money from the federal government, but they're not using that money to protect the citizens, I think Trump has a point. On the flip side, if Trump is, talking about, well, we're going to, withhold money for Medicaid or, Medicare, let's say, or whatever, then that's a whole other issue. But, we are going to debate more and more, and I don't even see why it has to be a debate. I mean, you would think, the company, the city officials have their job, and they're supposed to, stop lawlessness, stop looting, stop, free speech is free speech, and we should be allowed to protest. But once anybody breaks the law, it stops there. It should be very, very simple. And when you hear mayors or political officials say, no, we will let them air their concerns, you cannot allow private property to be destructed. And you're going to start seeing the lawsuits. Already people are suing Seattle. I think people are suing Portland. People are starting to sue because they're like, you guys let... I'm paying property taxes. I'm paying my business tax. I'm paying sales tax. I'm paying all the taxes I'm supposed to. And you stood there and allowed somebody to go after my business without any repercussions. And there, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. 1-877-DOCVELLY.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.